Welcome to the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast of exclusive musical performances and conversation. I'm your host, Matt Watroba. This is the Alleycast for July 2012. Coming right up, we'll hear Canadian musician and producer Steve Dawson from a session we recorded at the 2012 Folk Alliance Conference. We'll also hear a song from our open mic feature, Pirate's Canoe. First up, we'll feature a segment from a set performed by the twin sister duo Tegan and Sarah. This was captured live at the Newport Folk Festival in July of 2011. Here's Tegan and Sarah with an exclusive Folk Alley performance.
We're very excited to be here at this festival. It's very intimidating in some ways. In other ways, it's just nice and breezy. And we're going to start it off kind of acoustic and quiet, and then we'll remain that way probably for about an hour. For most of our career, people told us that we were a folk band, so we tried real hard to look like a pop band, and now we're back looking like a folk band. I think it's pretty fun, but I think for some of you who've seen us before, this might be different, but I think for most of you, it'll be just a lot of the same. So anyway, enjoy yourself. Goodbye. That's my old persona.
Now you're really folk.
My new persona, you don't wear sunglasses on stage. No. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thank you.
I'll start it. I feel naked.
I should have come up with like a fire stick routine for this festival. I'm not going to play guitar on this song. Generally, this is like one of the most poppy songs that we have, but I'm really going for like a 70s
sadder approach. So, so you know what? Turn those smiles upside down. Immediately. Ready? A wall of books between us in our bed. Repeat, repeat the words that I know we both said. Relax into the need, we get so comfortable. Remember when I was so strange and likable. Just one back in your head. I'm not unfaithful, but I'll stray. When I get a little scared, when I get a little scared, when I get a little. Jerk away from holding hands with you. I know these habits hurt important parts of you. Remember when our sweet and unexplainable. I'm nothing like this person unlovable. Just one back in your head. I just one back in your head. I'm not unfaithful, but I stray. When I get a little scared. When I get a little scared. When I get a little scared. When I get a little run, run, run. Run. Run, run, run. 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 I just want back in your. Just one back in your head. I'm not unfaithful, but I stray. I'm not unfaithful, but I stray. I'm not unfaithful, but I stray. I'm not unfaithful, but I'll stray.
So my fantasy when I'm playing music at home, like when I'm writing music, is that no one on earth can hear me because I can't afford a house, so I live in an apartment. And so I have neighbors all around me, and I always feel like I have someone listening to me. And so a couple years ago, I just devised this plan in my head that I actually live alone, even though I don't, and my neighbors can't hear me. And so it's okay to yell and scream. It's okay to hum through something 1,000 times and sing it out of key. And the other night, I went out for drinks with some friends. And the second I sat down, this guy came over, and he was like, oh, my God, it's so cool to meet you. I live right across from you. I hear you practicing all the time. And I was like, you just ruined my life. Tegan and Sarah, officially done. This one's for him. Where do you go? With your broken heart and toe. What do you do with the left of you? How do you know when it's time to let go?
Where's the good go? Where's the good go? Look me in the eye and tell me you don't find me attractive. Look me in the heart and tell me that you won't go. Look me in the eye and promise no love's like I love. Look me in the heart and I'm break broken, it won't happen. It's not the least that breaks the seal of voice. Thinking you would be real happy and healthy, strong and cold. Where's the good go? Where's the good go? Where do you go when you're in love? And the world knows. How do you live so happily while I am sad and broken down? And what do you say is up for grabs now that you're on your way down? Where does the good go? Where does the good go? Look me in the eye and tell me you don't find me attractive. Look me in the heart and tell me that you won't go. Look me in the eye and promise no love's like I love. Look me in the heart and I'm break broken, oh, I'm half in it. So the easy breaks the seal of voice. Thinking you would be real happy and healthy, strong and cold. Where's the good go? Where's the good go? Find me attractive. Look me in the heart and tell me that you won't go. Look me in the eye and promise no love's like I love. Look me in the heart and I'm break broken. It won't happen. It's you. The easy breaks the seal of voice. Thinking you would be real happy and healthy, strong and cold. Where's the good go?
Having a fantastic time. I hate myself. I didn't complete my sentence and then it sounded weird. I didn't mean here. I wasn't like, tell me how good you're, nothing. I meant are you having a good time at the folk festival? Yeah. Okay, good. Oh man. Do you guys, are any of you on Twitter? I never go on Twitter. I just send my messages to someone else who posts them. I know, seems like adding a step for no good reason, but I always go to Humble Brag. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Don't go to this, but if you have to, if you must look at something on Twitter, you should go to Humble Brag. They basically, people send in like the worst celebrity brags. Like it's like, oh my God, first class is so exhausting. They're constantly coming up and offering you champagne. Like that's a tweet. Anyway, they're amazing, but it's ruined my life because everything out of my mouth feels like a humble brag. And it's not, but it just sounds like, are you guys having a good time? Awful, humble brag. Okay.
Out of my mind.
Ted's on summer vacation. He's worked for us so long, he won't work summers anymore. What a jerk, huh?
You got a thing for Ted, or what? Did you come to see Tegan and Sarah, or did you come to see Ted? I'm insulted.
I'll kill myself if I get your names, like your last names wrong, but please, everybody, on the keyboard and the piano, it's not Ted, his name is Thomas Bartlett. Were you afraid that there was a... Did you feel like it was French? That Bartlett was... He pronounces it more with
French?
Well,
I'm more nervous about Brad.
Because I've never said his last name out loud. But on the bass guitar, he's like my new favorite human being. He's so sweet and he's so awesome to be on tour with. Please put your hands together for Brad Albetta. These guys are fantastic. They play with lots of really awesome people. You get to play with us, humble brag, and but you also get to play with, you know, the likes of Rufus and Martha Wainwright, and you're married. It's true. Brad is married to Martha, so it's kind of part of their marriage deal. But
it's kind of like me and Tegan being twins. It's sort of part of the womb deal that you strike up when you're in. No, not as funny. We've started to try to embrace the twin sibling jokes, because people just love to make them, especially in the press. Ha, double trouble. Stuff like that. So we're just really going for, like, we're just really sort of, like, trying to push the boundaries of the sibling jokes that seem to be made to reduce us to some sort of carnival act. And if that's what it takes, people, I'm in. We're in.
Get your hot dogs!
It's been
your hot dog.
It's true. I thought after the first decade we'd get less desperate, but the truth is you just get more desperate to keep it alive. So we're all about the twin jokes now. Whatever you want, just write it up. What I'm asking is that maybe people would get a little bit more controversial with it. Like, just
don't encourage people. That's
but
weird.
I just
step
mean,
back
like,
from
you
the
know.
Mic.
Like more like I just always hoped that people would be less like cutesy twins, like Doublemint twins, and more like the Shining twins and stuff like that. Like just crazy bitches.
We have a whole decade ahead of us.
I listened in, yes, I'm guilty of this, you should know this. I broke down and wrote you back before you had a chance to forget, forgotten, I'm moving past this, giving notice. I have to go, yes, I know the feeling, know you're leaving. Comes down, I'm calling you to say. Kept soy staring on the edge of safe. Come down, I'm calling back to say. Home now, I'm coming around, I am coming around. Nobody likes to, but I really like to. Your name now, list the reasons, faint of heart, don't call me back. I imagine you, yes, I was distant, not insistent. I followed suit, laid out on my back, imagine that. A million hours left to think of you and think of that. Come down, I'm calling you to say. Caps are staring on the edge of safe.
We just heard Tegan and Sarah performing at the Newport Folk Festival back in July of 2011. To hear the entire set, as well as dozens of others recorded that weekend, head over to folkalley.com. Oh, and we'll be at Newport 2012 to capture that amazing lineup as well. Keep checking folkalley.com. This is the Alleycast for July 2012. I'm Matt Watroba. Every month, we comb through hundreds of up-and-coming artists who submit their material on our open mic page at folkalley.com. This is a wonderful way to get your music out to a wider audience. Let's put the spotlight on this month's open mic featured band, Pirates Canoe. Based in Japan, the band consists of anywhere from 2 to 6 players that draw influence from a variety of styles, as you're about to hear. Here's the song called Guitar Blue. Our Folk Alley open mic feature for the month of July is Pirates Canoe.
Then it hits you in the chest, and by the second song you're missing her.
That song is called Guitar Blue, and it was performed by our July Open Mic Artist of the Month, Pirates Canoe. Hear more of their music at the open mic section at folkalley.com. Are you a songwriter or a performer of traditional music who would like to bring your music to a wider audience? Consider heading over to folkalley.com and submitting your best material to open mic. You might just be our next Open Mic Artist of the Month. This is Matt Wotroba. Canada's Steve Dawson is a busy man. He performs, writes, produces, and plays over a dozen instruments. He performed for Folk Alley at this year's Folk Alliance Conference in Memphis, Tennessee. I was joined by my friend and colleague Jim Bloom for this exclusive sit-down with this extraordinary musician. Jim gets the first question.
You play a dozen instruments, and through your production talent, sometimes all at once, or you are overseeing the talents of others and bringing the best out of them. Who are you? What are you best at, or how do you identify yourself?
I grew up playing in bands and rock bands and touring just like a lot of musicians that I know did. And I love performing live, and I love touring and playing and doing that whole thing. So I never want to lose that aspect of what I do. But over the last 10 or 15 years, I've gotten really into the production side of things. So making records for other people or organizing projects or concerts and things like that. So those are also things that I'm really interested in. And through that process, I've also started to pick up a slew of different instruments and work on my music that way, which probably if I'd just stayed as a touring musician, I never would have really had that chance. So being in the studio has kind of helped me in that way, I guess.
Weissenborns, ukuleles, lap steels, guitars. I mean, how do you learn all of these? And you seem like you pick them up like people pick up different colored magic markers.
Well, they're all related, really. Like a ukulele is really not that much of a stretch from a guitar, and a Weissenborn is a deformed guitar that sits on your lap. The one instrument that really threw me for a loop, which intimidated me for a lot of years, was the pedal steel. That was an instrument that really, in my mind, relates more to a piano than a guitar. And not being a piano player, I had to really kind of twist my brain to wrap my head around how to do that.
That's great. Well, we'd love to hear you play some tunes. You guys want to let loose on us a little bit here?
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
This tune is roughly based on a few of the events in the life of Skip James. It's called The Side of the Road. Thank you.
future sun with a fiery hand. They gather up all in a row and set them off with the wave of his hand to the shadow at the side of the road. They found him there in Tunica, where the story started to grow, and that's what turned him in again to the shadow at the side of the road. To the side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow at the side of the road. To the side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow at the side of the road. Times that you hear his voice, a fury that's bound to explode, and every step brings him closer to the shadow at the side of the road. They found him there in Tunica, where the story started to grow, and that's what turned him in again to the shadow at the side of the road. The side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow at the side of the road. To the side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow, the side of the road. The road itself is paved now, but still he weaves his tail. As time goes by, the asphalt cracks, pick up his tail. Friends, we say goodbye to a debt that's perpetually owed. We'll always pay your deepest respects to the shadow at the side of the road. To the side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow at the side of the road. To the side of the road, the side of the road, to the shadow at the side of the road.
That I actually discovered a little bit more recently by the Sheiks. They made only about 70 records or so, but only about 62 or 3 of them are readily available. There's a few things kicking around. And they were kind of a family band, and one of the family members was a guy named Sam Chapman, and he wrote a lot of these great old tunes. This is from about 1934, and it's called She Ain't No Good. Thank you.
second, I thought I'd make a mind. But when I pushed the matter through, well, she was the worst of kind. And she ain't no good. No, she ain't no good. When I come to find her out, and you know she ain't no good. Well, some men like a country girl, but my girl lives in town. A country girl will get a tin man. A country girl messes around, and she ain't no good. No, she ain't no good. You see them, brother, they live in the woods, and you know she ain't no good. A yellow girl drinks a corn whiskey, the brown skin do the same. A country girl gets a kick of Brown's mule, but they're getting drunk just the same. And she ain't no good. Brother, they live in the woods, and you know she ain't no good. Oh, let's step on her, boy. Because she ain't no good. All right, let's go.
Ken Whiteley from Toronto. And one of the things he told me was that he went to the College of the Canadian Folk Festival. And I know that they support the arts. The government supports the arts in Canada and allows a lot of young people to head out and see these things. Did you immerse yourself in the early music that was coming up to Canada as well?
I got into it a little later than that because I was so engulfed in my world, which at the time was like touring in a rock band, basically through like college towns in the States and all over across Canada. And then about, like 12 or 15 years ago, there was a guy in the band that I was in. His name is Jesse Zubot. He's a great fiddle player who lives in Vancouver. And we did this sort of swampy Little Feet kind of like blues rock thing. And that's what we were up to. And then we started getting into more acoustic music. And so we put this project together called Zubot and Dawson that was a instrumental duo. And it was kind of, it touched on a lot of the styles that we were digging at the time, bluegrass, blues, jazz, swing, Hawaiian, and we put out a string of albums that did fairly well in Canada, and that led to us playing at folk festivals and things like that.
What made you decide to stir up the ghost of the Mississippi Sheiks?
Well, the Mississippi Sheiks tribute project was a project that I undertook about 3 years ago now, and I had maybe two or three of their records, which I found totally mystifying and cool. And the reason that I was so drawn to them, I think, is because they were a group and they were playing this style of music that generally back in those days was played by a solo artist. So there's this group of guys and they're like playing fiddles, banjos, guitars. It's loose and sloppy and aggressive and loud, and it just doesn't sound like anything else. Sort of gathered all that stuff up, and then we thought, hey, we should put out a record kind of paying tribute to these guys.
Interesting to me that the way you describe the Mississippi Sheiks as being kind of loose and driven by energy of the music, it's like that could describe any one of a dozen acts that I've seen this weekend at the Folk Alliance conference, you know? So it's music through time, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and it was really unique back then. This next tune we're going to do is a song of mine, and it's called Dry as Our Luck.
Cincinnati seems like a hard luck town. When you don't know soul to get you off the ground, you pick yourself up, but there's no one around, and there's nowhere to go but down. And as the dust settles into the ground and the curtains are rolling down and the tide's coming in as dries our luck, we're just waiting for the lights to come on. If I could, I'd climb inside and drive on till the engines fail. A second here, a minute there, the years fall by like earthbound nails. Let it all go, it doesn't mean a thing. You fix our rise and never fix on me, and there's nowhere to go but down. And as the dust settles into the ground, and then the curtains are rolling down, and the tide's coming in as dries our luck, we're just waiting for the lights to come on. We're just waiting for the lights to come up.
That's Steve Dawson on the Folk Alley Cast with three exclusive performances recorded at the Folk Alliance Conference 2012 in Memphis, Tennessee. Check out this session and others from the conference right now at folkalley.com. This is Matt Watroba reminding you that if you enjoyed the Alleycast today, if you're a regular listener or subscriber to FolkAlley.com, why not consider becoming a member? Your financial support of this service is, well, quite frankly, the very thing that will ensure its success. Being a member has benefits. Check them out at FolkAlley.com. You just heard the Alleycast for July of 2012. I had a blast bringing it to you. We'll see you in the Alley.